United States.
Computing boot camps. Risks and rewards. Should for-profit crash courses get federal funds?
Liberal arts degrees and computer savvy rarely sit comfortably together. But computer programming is increasingly where the jobs are. This logic guided Adam Enbar and Avi Flombaum in 2012 to found Flatiron, one of many coding boot camps sprinkled across America. The camps offer intensive courses in web development, usually lasting 3 to 6 months. They aim to prepare students for software engineering jobs while offering career advice and the chance to network. In short, vocational school for the information age. They have emerged to fill a pressing demand for coders. Software engineering jobs will grow at a rate of 18.8% by 2024, nearly triple the rate of overall job growth, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So boot camps are multiplying. In 2015, more than 16,000 students graduated from them, a 138% increase from the year before, according to Course Report, an organisation that tracks the industry. They are also big business. Publicly traded for-profit education companies are crowding in. Most bootcamp students are between 22 and 35 and have a college degree. Some have developed an interest in programming since graduation or see it as a route to higher pay. Sarah Natal, a Harvard graduate, worked in museum fundraising until, dissatisfied with the non-profit sector, she gave up her job and started a course at General Assembly, a boot camp in New York. She felt she needed some skill set that would give me an entree into some other area, and General Assembly offered a fairly quick fix. 3 months for $13,500, as opposed to hundreds of thousands of dollars for a 2-year master's program. The first job after a boot camp may not pay that well, explains Natasha Springer, who worked in biotech for 10 years, took time off to bring up children, and then attended Flatiron. But she saw a 40% salary increase when she started her second job, and now works as a software engineer for a salary in 6 figures. Boot camps claim that over 95% of graduates find jobs as software engineers. Starting salaries, they say, average around $65,000. Such claims are seldom independently verified. As the camps proliferate and more second-rate schools enter the market, quality may suffer. Critics also argue that no crash course can compare with a computer science degree. They contend that 3 months' study of algorithms and data structures is barely enough to get an entry-level job. Until now, worries about quality have mattered only to those who can afford boot camps or can secure private loans to attend. Tuition fees range from $10,000 to $20,000. That is about to change. Last year, the Department of Education announced a pilot program to make federal funds available to boot camps, which are currently unaccredited and whose students are therefore ineligible for federal aid. As part of the program, up to 10 accredited colleges will work in partnership with non-traditional providers like boot camps, and the quality of the camps will be assessed by a third party. The goal is both to open the boot camps to students from poorer backgrounds and to improve oversight of the courses offered. Many who follow the education business worry about federal involvement. For-profit education companies have a mixed history in America. They have been known to take federal money while overpromising, offering substandard instruction, and saddling unsuspecting students with debt. So far, says Barmak Nasirian of the American Association of State Colleges and Universities, boot camps have not been proved to do much for low-income students without a college degree. Mr. Nasirian is right. The vast majority of today's boot camp students are sophisticated consumers who have gone through college. They view the courses as an expensive but necessary add-on and judge their quality by how much private investment they attract. That is how for-profit education companies should work. To offer these companies the open spigot of federal funding seems too risky, both for taxpayers and for student borrowers.